You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are once again with Richard Wanderer, the author of the fictional suspense novel, The Holiday Party, a tale of a corporate takeover. He has spent over 50 years of his life working with advertising sales departments of major national magazines and newspaper chains in New York City and Los Angeles. Later in life, while raising a family and working full-time, he also became a lawyer and a member of the California Bar. Richard, certainly a privilege to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Well, I'm very pleased to be back here.
Yeah, good to catch up with you again. I certainly did enjoy having you the last time you were with us. I'm sure the listeners enjoyed that as well. So first of all, for those that may have missed our last broadcast, what inspired you to write your novel?
Eric, I wrote this novel, The Holiday Party, A Tale of a Corporate Takeover, because like a lot of Americans, I know what it's like to work for a company, you help to build it, and then find through a merger, a buyout, or a plain sale, all their efforts go out the window. You know, the security that people thought they were building for themselves and their families is gone, and now they can either find themselves either jobless or face the uncertain future of interfacing with new management who know very little about the contributions they made to make the company attractive, the one they took over. Often, you know, corporate greed and the desire to make a quick buck at the expense of loyal employees are responsible for these types of situations. And I'm afraid this has happened to too many people in this country. Therefore, you know, I decided to write this fictional suspense novel about the takeover of something I know about, a national magazine, by a huge media conglomerate, and the kind of impact that it makes on the lives of the employees. My background, as you've mentioned, you know, has been strong in this area, and you should always write about something you know. In my novel, the takeover company brings a great deal of chaos into the lives of the people that helped make the magazine a profitable business they took over. And one of the things they do is they change the name of the magazine's annual Christmas party for their advertisers to the holiday party. Now, they wanted to look politically correct to the outside world, hence my novel's title, The Holiday Party, A Tale of a Corporate Takeover.
Why did you self-publish your novel?
You know, going the route of trying to find a good agent to help you out is a very difficult job. Unless you're a celebrity, I think this is tremendously time-consuming and almost an impossible task for a first-time author of a fictional novel. I thought if you have a good product, people will hear about it, and in time you'll sell books. I didn't know at the time that there were over 330,000 new books published every year. Amazing. And the competition for attention is tremendous. Nevertheless, whether you go through a major publisher or invest in yourself, which I did, there are major steps you have to take. You have to have it professionally edited, which I did. You have to have a great professionally done cover, which I also did. And you have to arrange for the distribution of your novel through online and hopefully in-store distribution, too. And this you do in order to make sure your novel has a chance for success.
And have you encountered problems in getting the word out about your novel because it is self-published? Has that been a challenge?
Yeah, it's certainly a challenge. You know, despite the fact that many successful authors were first self-published, you know, amazing, you know, people like John Grisham, A Time to Kill, E.B. White with The Elements of Style, The Christmas Box by Rick Evans, Zane Grey, Virginia Woolf, James Joyce, Edgar Rice Burroughs, all started out as self-published. And you'll find that most major newspapers have a rule that if your novel is self-published, they won't review it. And that's the way it is. I think perhaps because of the digital age and the volume of novels that are out there, many aren't that good. It may be part of the thing, but that's the rule you'll find when you contact these major newspapers.
Today, once again, we are speaking with Richard Wander, the author of The Holiday Party, a tale of a corporate takeover here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Richard, any tips you would like to pass on to others who would like to write a novel as well?
Sure. You know, there's a cottage industry out there of people who make a living off of authors who want to get the word out about their books, their novel. And one's got to be very careful about what they can afford to spend to promote it. Evaluate very carefully what the expenditure will bring you for your investment. They can ask for thousands of dollars, and there's no guarantee there's a return. They cater to your desire for success and have big hopeful come-ons, but your expenditures can exceed the expectations of success. If you attend a seminar, as I have done for authors, you might get one or two pointers out of it, but you must evaluate, was the expenditure worth it? I was told to get a professionally done video, which I did, and close to 20,000 people have now seen it. It's a 3-minute video on YouTube, so and it's available on my website for the book, which is www.theholidayparty-ataleofacorporatetakeover.com. This was a good pointer. Incidentally, when I started out on this venture, I didn't even have a website. And I must state, it is paramount that you have one. The other thing is, try and know who your potential audience is, and then try and figure out how to reach it.
Certainly some good advice. And despite the handicap of self-publishing a novel, tell us about critical acclaim your novel has received and your hopes for the future of The Holiday Party, a tale of a corporate takeover.
Well, Kirkus Reviews calls it, quote, a sharply observed saga of workplace tyranny. The San Francisco Book Review calls it a page-turner. Midwest Book Review calls it highly recommended. Indie Reader calls it suspenseful. Book Views by Alan Karuba says it leaps off its pages. And Cynthia Bryan of World Talk Radio said, quote, this book is so well written and it's frightening in its accuracy and its realism and ferocity. My novel is being sold on its website, which I mentioned earlier, www.theholidayparty-taleofacorporatetakeover.com, at Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, and via special order at any major bookstore. It's available in soft cover on Kindle and Nook. And my real hope is if a major studio would take a look at it, decide to translate it into a screenplay. It's been said by some that reviewers that it reads like a movie, quote. I wrote this novel because I believe in the subject matter, and hopefully my investment will come back to me. Nevertheless, it's been an interesting ride, and I thank you for the time.
Well, Richard, I certainly thank you for your time. Always good to have you, and the best of success moving forward, and certainly look forward to our next conversation here on Enterprise Radio.
Very good, Eric, and you have a great day.
You too. We've been speaking with Richard Wander, once again, author of The Holiday Party, a tale of a corporate takeover. Richard has worked for major national magazines in their advertising sales departments in New York City and Los Angeles for over 50 years. And once again, the website of reference is theholidayparty-ataleofacorporatetakeover.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.